סימן שי"ח סעיף ה. בעצם, this סעיף is one of the most שייכתיק סעיפים in הלכי שבס, which is נגיע את every one of us every שבס. So let's see the lashon of the mechaber. Yesh mi sha'imel. There's a shita that holds the shitas Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the shitas ha'yereyim, that even though we had learned b'dovo yovesh ein bishul acha bishul, if we have a salad that was cooked, so one is permitted to put it into a kli rishon, and there is no chash of re-cooking it, because since it was cooked, as ein bishul acha bishul. So the shitas hayereim is, that is dafke, if one is repeating the previous process that was done on the tafshul. That means the tafshul was previously cooked, and now I'm cooking it again in the kli rishon, so we have this halacha, ein bishul acha bishul. But the dovo shenefo, but if you have something that was baked, oi nitzlo, or it was roasted, imbishloi acharkach b'mashke, if he cooked it afterwards in a mashke, yesh boi mishum mishul. So the shitas hayereim is that ein bishul acha bishul means by repeating the same process over again, one is not changing the status of the machol. It was cooked, so memele, one is not, there's no such concept as re-cooking. But if something was baked or roasted, so this is one type of process of making the food edible, and now I cook it. So the cooking is a different oifen, a different process of making the food edible, and it has a different effect on the food. Before you had roasted meat, and now it's cooked meat. So therefore, there is a din mishul achar afiyah or achar tzli. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is if cotton man, im bishloi achar kach b'mashkel. He, something that was baked or roasted, he cooked it in a mashkel. So he means as follows. How did he do this? That means he has a pot, that in this pot there is cooking tafshilim with juice, with a liquid. That is the process of bishul, that liquid, hot liquid cooks. So now he took something that was baked and put it into this kli rishon. So now the roitev, that is roiseach, which is hot, will cook this machol, which was previously baked. That is the chiddush. Even though it was became roi lachilen to the process of baking, but this is a different process, and the machol tastes differently now after it was cooked. The noisnoi b'mashkim tainanim. If he means to say, im bishle acha kach b'mashke, means he took new mashke, cold mashke, and he's cooking now this machel which was baked. So then you don't need the chiddush of the yireim. Technically, the yesh pei mishum bishul abur hamashkin. If he took cold mashkin, some amela, so he's cooking the mashkin. So you don't have to be mechadish that the dovar hanefa is being cooked. No, we're speaking about, I have already a klirishain that has hot roitev in it, and by putting this machel which was baked, I will now be cooking this machel. Agavuche, there's a machloikis in Bir Aloche between the Mishneh Brura and the Prima Godim. The Mishneh Brura says a chumra, will mention his chumra. He says that, let us say, something was previously baked, and then it was cooked before Shabbos. And then he'll rebake it in Shabbos. So the Prima Godim says, well, there's no problem already. This machel had these both procedures which were already done. It was baked. This was all done Erev Shabbos. Was baked Erev Shabbos. So it was baked. Then afterwards it was cooked. So it was cooked. So now, so you have a machel which was baked and cooked. Now I will rebake it in Shabbos. So, Sha'in Afiya Achar Afiya. That is the Shita of the Prima Godim. And the Mishneh Brura Tainis that know that the last process that was done that gave it a Teiris Ofui, it was baked now. It changed the Tam of the Machu, now it's baked. So by recooking it, this falls into the category of Yesh Bishul Achar Afiya, and it will be awesome. Now, Mishum Bishul, Zok the Mishneh Brura weiter, Da'af al Gav Da'ein Bishul Achar Bishul Bedove Yovish. Even though we had learned that something that is dry and it was cooked, so there's no issa to re-cook it, Mikomokim Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. There is Bishul after Tzli. Something that was roasted before, so now you can re-cook it. Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. Vafilu Adayin Reiseyach Machmas Atzliya. Even though it is still hot from the roasting, but by cooking it, this is a new process. Now, in Dirshu, he brings down a very shchirtike shaila. We have the soup mandolin, the croutons, I think they're called. Well, croutons. And they are, yes, let's say theoretically there can be three kinds. These croutons are fried in fat, or in oil. They're fried in oil. Now, there are three oifanim how this can be done. Oifan number one is, there's a process, it's deep fried. That means there's a lot of oil, and the croutons are covered with the oil, and they are cooked in oils. That is one oifan how to make the croutons. Now, if one does it in this oifan, so Reifreiskim holds, so this is mutter. Because we have a klal ein bishul acha bishul, Now, Bishul can be lavdafka after with water. Bishul can be with oil also. So if it was deep fried, there was a lot of oil there that was used to make these croutons. So it was levushul. So now I put it again in the soup. So thank Bishul, acha Bishul. There's a second oisin how to make these croutons. I don't use so much oil. There's a minimum amount of oil that is used. That means it floats over this oil on the bottom of the receptacle that I am frying it, and it floats over it, this oil. This, there's a machlekes apoiskin. Is this called bishul or afia? This is called bishul or afia. The Magen Avraham calls it afia, and the Rebbe Paiskim call it bishul. It's negeya legabi hilchis brachas, but it's negeya by yosan hilchis Shabbos. So I saw in the Revid HaShulchan that he brings from the Siddur, from the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that he says when it comes to hilchis Shabbos, one should be machmer like the Magen Avraham, and we should consider, since it wasn't completely submerged in the oil, it wasn't deep fried, it was floating on the oil, that this is Adin Avasiya. And then we're going to have this Aloha Yesh Mishul Acher Afiya. That is, if there is a small amount of oil. Sometimes there is a minute amount of oil that is used. And this is the purpose of that oil, is only that the machol should not burn. This is called afia. So then, and this will zichah have the din of yesh bishul acher afia. But the Rebbe der Shulchan says something moiridik, which I never thought of. The Rebbe der Shulchan says that there is a minig of many, in many households, that Pesach, they make lokshen, they make noodles out of eggs. You make like a pancake, you spread out the egg, and then you cut it in pieces, and these are the Pesach Bikin noodles. So he tines, these noodles were baked. They weren't cooked. Even if a minimum amount of oil was put on whatever you on the frying pan, this is only that it shouldn't get stuck to the frying pan, so that's why they put a minimum amount of oil. But this is called afia, and therefore they will have their locha yesh bishul achar afia. This is called yesh bishul achar afia. Now the Nissen Karelis brings down, in the companies, there's a fourth way to make croutons. How do they make the croutons? They have big receptacles full of boiling oil, and then they have racks, and the croutons are put on the racks, and the vapor from the burning oil somehow makes these croutons that they should taste good. So this is for the steam. It's a steam, it's a vapor. So he doesn't know this is a din of afia, it's a din of bishul. You have a lot of oil in the receptacle. Yeah, I know, but it's when you're cooking with steam. If you cook something with steam, that's called bishul. That is called bishul. So here, he doesn't know. Okay, just I bring down from Rav Shmuel Vosner. Rav Shmuel Vosner says you can never know when they manufacture these croutons, how it was made, so therefore he personally puts it into a klishlishi. We will learn about this soon, but he puts this into a klishlishi. And we're saying this, that a klishlishi is not in the vassal, but really we're jumping the gun. We didn't learn this yet. But al kaponim, we're just being magdil, we're being magdil, that there is a concept, according to the Yireim, of Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyim, Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. So Mamela, so we have to understand, when is it called baked, when is it called roasted, and we will elaborate on this as we continue. Now, is a cliche. Okay, we'll talk about that. So we'll talk about the soup in the bowl soon. Yeah. Vuhu adin, the Lashita soup, according to this shita, the Yireim was Machadish, Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, that even though it became edible through the Afiyah, but it is possible to make a new process of Bishul after the Afiyah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vuhu adin Lashita zu, Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul. You can roast something after it was cooked. That means it works both ways. Since each process has its own characteristics and it's different one from the other. So just like we learned that something that was roasted can now be cooked, so the same thing, something that was cooked can be roasted. So let's talk lamaisa. Also, litain dovo shenis basul. I have something that was cooked. Eitzel ha'esh b'li reitiv. Now I want to put it near the fire, and there's no liquid whatsoever. So now it can become roasted through this cooler. Alav davke eitzel ha'esh. Not only you're putting it near a flame, to adin b'chol mokem sheyuchal litzolis mechay matano. If you put it in an oven on Shabbos, and it can get roasted from the heat which is in the tanur. So therefore, one has to be careful. Shloi laharzir bosor mevushol b'li reitiv l'soich hatanur in an oven, b'mokim ha'choyim she'yavse ledes boy. If in the tanur there is a choyim of yavse ledes, or it can make something yavse ledes. So memele, so putting now boso b'li reitiv, you can now be roasting it. Afilu yamiden o gabi kneira ha'mavsekes, afilu you put this in the tanur over an upside-down pot, so the nira kimevashel could be, is not applicable, but it could be you are roasting now. Let's forget about niras. We have here a new shaila that this process is a process of roasting. But if something was roasted once and you re-roast it again, it's more crispier, but even if it's cold, because by a davar yovesh, tzinon is not mevatel the previous procedure that was done. So you have something that was roasted, so you can re-roast it again. So talking about we're putting it near a flame, so you have to make sure that it is not too close, that there'll be a different shayla of Shema Yechate. Now this roasted piece of meat, You should not put it directly on the floor of the tana. They have sekli, reikonis, tachtel, kadeshli, nizekim, mevashel. This is a different din. Putting in an oven in Shabbos is nizekim, mevashel, and putting it on an upside down kadeiro, so one doesn't cook this way, so I took away the nizekim, mevashel, and there's no shaila of a malacha de rice over here because I'm re-roasting something that was previously roasted Erev Shabbos. Bein leil b'simen reish ten gimel sifei. Odin b'afiyah ke'agavne dein afiyah achar afiyah. Now, there are chilukei deis if one can make toast on Shabbos. If toast also goes into this category of ein afiyah achar afiyah, or maybe toast is different, it's called, this is, before it was baked and now it's toasted, could be toasting is a different process than baking. So I'm sure he brings down a machlokes. Now, two more halachas. If something was roasted in its own juice, no water was added, you put something into a pot and it was cooked in its own juice. So the Chazanish says this is called bishul, not tli. It's called bishul, so we have the halachas. So as a lady makes tli, it'll be tli acha bishul. A lady makes bishul, so it's saying bishul acha bishul. One more halacha, which perhaps we will see later, which is Moiridik Negeya. We just learned that ein tli, the yesh tli acha bishul, something which was previously cooked and now you want to roast it. So there's a din tli. Now, there's a Moiridik Shaila Bemison, made in the Bir Aloch is Moiridik Shaila, the base may is Moiridik Shaila. But let us talk about a very practical case. A person cooks chicken Erev Shabbos. And fine, so now he has cold chicken in the refrigerator. He wants to warm up this chicken and Shabbos. So we had learned previously, he takes, he has a pot on the flame that's it's cooking with a machol inside, with a mashk inside, and he puts it on the cover of the pot. There's a hefsek kedeiro, a kedeiro maleo. You'll have to take a cold piece of chicken and put it over this pot, and it gets nice and hot. No problem. There's no shayla of chazore. It's mutter. Right. But now, this person who cooked the chicken Erev Shabbos, so the chicken was in a pot with chicken soup and everything, you know. Now, he wants to put this on Shabbos. He wants to warm this up. Now, he has to be very careful. He can't warm up the chicken soup because the chicken soup is a dovolach. Now, dovolach, and it's done, and we paskin yesh bishul acha bishul. So he has to make sure that the chicken he's putting on is not coming with gelled chicken soup with it. He took off the chicken without the gelled chicken soup and he put it on top. Fine. So now it's kind of shayel and ben. So, oh boy, you know what you're doing now. You are, you're roasting it. Now I'm roasting it before it was cooked and now I'm roasting it. So shame is your mind. So this are there's a bir halacha later and beis meir, which are meir in this. There's a chazanish and the Reb Shlomo Zalman that say, no. Roasting is a procedure that changes the taste of the maho. This will get maybe a little drier, a little crispier, and won't. That's when it's going to get warm and hot, and it won't get, that doesn't fall into the category of roasting. It gets maybe a little drier, so maybe this is mutter. The same thing, they bring from Schleimer's almond. If a person had the donuts that were fried and a lot of oil, he wants to warm them up, and he puts them over hot water, and she says, even though now there's no shemen, but this is whatever, perhaps it gets a little drier, but this does not fall into the category of tzli, of roasting, and the mele, it's mutter.
So the category of tzli.
What?
How far?
Roasting means you put in a spit, you put something and you roasted it, or you put it on coals. That's called roasting. This process, this procedure of putting it over a pot and it'll get perhaps a little crispy on the. That's what they say. So we have mikilet. We can have our hot chicken on Shabbos, and even though it was cooked and. Well, according to the Hasanish, it was cooked in its own juice. It's still cold cooked, so we still have the same problem, but we have this header. Now, so the vial, we have one chiddush, yesh mishayimam, that something that was baked, there's still a concept of bishul afterwards, and yesh bishul achar afiyah. Now, the Mechaber says further, but also litain pas, if you have challah, bread, afilu miklisheni shayav selevisoi. Now, he's going, nachmel. Not only can you cook something that is baked, but something that is baked is more readily and easily cooked than something that wasn't baked. So since it was baked already, so afilu a klisheni can be mabashalit. So now, this is another chumrah. But also litain pas afilu miklisheni shayad seled espoy. But also litain pas zok to Mishnah Brura oisim bozeh dinacher. This is a second dish. Vatam nesvirele ledei yezu diyesh dvorim. There are certain macholim shem misbashlim afilu miklisheni mibnei shehen rakim, because they got softened up through the first procedure that was done with them. Now, and here, all of a sudden, we don't know which things became softened up that a klisheni could also be mabasso. That we had learned kulyas aspanyan maliyah hayosh, and that we have cleared. This is a gemarim. That this is a certain type of fish, which is a davarach, which are iri from a klisheni, will be mabasso min atayrim. That we had. So, but there are other things that also through the previous process that was done with it that softens it, and therefore a klisheni could also be mevashel. Va'einonu b'kiyim, we don't know. One is not permitted to put into a klisheni, beinonu b'kiyim, b'klisheni. Now, before we go further, they talk about matzah, to put matzah into soup. Now, I saw Nishma Sashabas matzah. Well, it says here in Tzlokia, the matzah isn't the matzah isn't soft. So he starts playing, then he brings about the Paiskim saying that matzah is also wasa. And the Gemara of Yashim brings down that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Kavanah Rav, and every Shabbos Hagadol Drosha, he said, the Olam should remember Shabbos not to put matzah in the soup. He wasn't talking about Gebrogs when they put it in the Grand Spaces. He wasn't going into this, but Shabbos, that's another ha'ofoi, and we're high-ish, absolu, it's basho be klisheni, she shouldn't put it into klisheni. And it could very well be, we had a lashon before from the Shara Tzion, that means the process, till it gets baked, it softens up, till eventually it gets baked, all kaponim, could be this process makes it that it's susceptible to be cooked at the loo, the klisheni.
The klisheni we're talking about, you take a ladle, that's your klisheni, and you put it in the bowl, it's klisheni, correct?
Could be. Could be. That's this chalukin days on that. But let's make it easier. If you put one of a genuine klisheni, you pour it from your pot into your plate. So your plate is a klisheni. That is a klisheni l'chol adayis. If the ladle will make a klishlishi, that's to be discussed. Yeah. V'hu adin. Now that's one chumre. The Mechaba brought us a chumre that yesh bishalachas and afilu na klisheni. Now vohu adin the ledeyazu yesh lahachmer nami bishar dvorim shloi litnam biklisheni. Now this is a mogen avrom and really it's a yereim. And this here he just said a moyadike chumre, which Betsim the Mishabura brought it down before, but here he brings it down that there are macholim which get cooked from a klisheni. That means the yireim was chayish maybe since this was baked, so a klisheni will be mevashel. But there are other raw foods that could be, they are mikale habishul, and the cliche nil mimimashul. And we do not know which foods are mikale habishul, which foods are not mikale habishul. Therefore, we have to be, our ignorance brings us down, makes our nugget that we have to be machman not to put anything in the cliche. With this, there's certain things. Water is not in this bashul be cliche. Shemen is not in this bashul be cliche. But more than that, we have to be chash. Maybe this is a double, mikale abishul. So therefore, we don't know what is the dvor makal and the bashul. So maybe we have to machva and everything. Finally, come on, receive test or ingeis tablin. God, the Nishi brings down the mission. Karel it says. So let's just talk for 1 minute. So to put a lemon or to put honey into a klisheni. It's not Bosch. Chabianka speaks about honey. Others speak about love. What? What? Could be it's not lach, but could be it's if it wasn't cooked. If it wasn't cooked, so it could be it's zvorim makalim lishbasho. If it's lach, I don't know. I know it matters. Matters the consistency. If Moshe says the gather of a double lach, if it doesn't hold a form. That's why Moshe holds ketchup is a double lach. Ketchup is a double lach. If it was cooked, okay. But honey, if it wasn't cooked, I mean, I was talking about honey that wasn't cooked. So it could be a cliche. I mean, a tea with honey is a. Kovin Shabbos Kodesh, this is the Chmeirdik, so But could be in Shaklech also. It could be in the Chalo Shabbos, because could be the honey is on the Dvorim Akalim Lizbashos. Sugar, if it was cooked already, so sugar, it was cooked. So now this sugar one can be make a one. Brassus, yes. Pasteurized. Now, pasteurization is also a big shayla if that makes it, if that's called cooked. If the heat of pasteurization makes it cooked. So, mamela, that's that. Right. Now, let's go further. So the while the Mechaba through the books at us, he told us yesh oimrim that yesh mishalacha fiye, and then also and then it's also on the klisheni. But then he said, listen, yesh matirim. There's mekel miklisheni. Others are mekel. This chumre, what I said that klisheni is mamashal, something that was made. This chumre v'yesh mekilim b'klisheni. Number one, v'yesh mekilim afilu b'klirishen, and others are mekel afilu b'klirishen. That means the more is coming to tell us that this chumre of the shitus hayireim. Now, even though we have a klalim bishalacha bishal yesh bishalacha rafiyah, that's the shikas hayirayim. But this other rishonim that they don't know in bishalacha bishal. However, it was processed, it became edible. Now, whatever you do, it's in your roasting, you make it, you cook it, it's irrelevant. V'yesh mekilim afilu b'klirishim. So now we have in front of us all the shittas. Now, l'maisa, what do I do? V'noagu, zok teremor, v'minig is l'yizoyer l'chatchile sh'leliten pas afilu b'klisheni kol zman sh'yad se'led esboim. That means the minig is you don't put into a cliche name if it's Yatzel letters. That's the meaning. So Mamela, so now we know what to do the Maisa. Let us see the Mishnah Brura. Matiram be clicheni, svir lohu, the ain cliche name mevashal, bishum nova, a cliche is never mevashal. And others are makel, afilo be clicheni. Svirlu den shayir shem bishul acher afiyah isliya muadin lehepech v'noagu lizoyim, but the minig is lizoyim. Agavuchem, before we, I saw from Rabbi Eliashiv, the Dirshu brings down that later saw Nishma Shabbos. We had mentioned, and we'll mention it again, the difference between a klirishen and a klisheni is, klirishen is mevashal, klisheni is not mevashal, except by the dvorim akalim lizbashal. Like this, a klisheni is not mevashal. The difference is because the klirishen was al ha'ish, and you have the heat of the doisnei hakeli, which were also heated up when they were al ha'ish. So memele, so when you take it off the ash, I have, let's say, a liquid that was al ha'ish, which was hot, and it is being, the heat is being secured by the Beisnei HaKeli is also hot. So that's called a klirishin. A klisheni is something that even though the liquid is still hot, it came from a klirishin, but the Beisnei HaKeli are cold and it's mitzan in it. So this tzinum, that when it's cooling it off, this makes that the mashkish is unable to cook because it has already a snagdis from the Daisnei HaKeli. So now I saw a very interesting shaila. What is with a hot cup? Or what is with a A person went, he didn't bother, he liked to have hot tea, whatever this, he likes his hot tea. So first he poured in hot water in the glass to make sure that the glass is going to be hot. It's not going to cool off his tea. Then he poured out that water, and now he has his hot tea. So the you don't have. It's a hot. The Deutman is also hot. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yashim says, since it was an Al Ha'esh, it's a din of a cliche. And the Nishma Shabbos says the same thing by a hot cup. So we're learning Chumas, let's learn some Chumas also on the way. So Al Kaponim, this is what they say. Okay.
He said something before, with that post.
If they could, why not? Kovin Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, sure. Ain't no afiyah achafiyah. But when in the second process is afiyah, it was baked already. There's machmirim also, so I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah, I'm not saying no, I just never thought of that. But you pop it in your oven and bake it. That would be baking.
Okay, then there's a shayla of chazon, and thus you have to take care of the other problems with all kaponim. Obviously, the toasting problem. That's. Okay, a Menogali is a perish. So now the minig is. Let's see what the minig is. Shein noisim lechem b'morik shalat sholem. You don't put the challah into the sholem, the juice of the liquid sholem. Because she klishein. The whole shein. So that's because we have yesh. Because we're high, so the fuller cliche is my vassal. Because can she is a Ursula Laris Alem with Clearishain, I mean, I've had a visa where we have a humre that others are Mahama with Clearishaini, so don't pour from the cholin down the chale from a Clearishain. Now, boys on Shahitkin Absolim. Other people used to cut up onions. The nice name, the Seicha Hamorok Bakore. They put it there, they put onions into the liquidy cholin. Lo Yisimo Rakachesh Lentia Yav Selenis Bamorok. If you want to put onions there, Bechola COVID, but take your choice, either hot cholin or onions. In hot cholin, that's not Yav Selenis, but to have both, then you can have. The Melechim, now he says, listen, onions is much worse than challah. The Melechim, Yeshkula Machma Shenefet Vav. There's a cooler. Others say, Ein Bishalacha Afiyah. Vafilo, he, the Zorim, the remote elders, listen, Rabbi, the Menogu, I'm telling you, Menogu, that the Machma, Toskim Bitsolim, Shatsorich Lizor. King on the Kimbi Midi the Mikri Rochich, maybe this is a food that gets cooked a pillum with cliche. Yeah. Mahoskein, that's that. Now Mahoskein Lefima Shenoyagim, Lite Nabsolim Lesoich Atavshu Shudvagush. Now, there is a shita, and now we're going to get introduced to the shita. The whole concept that a klisheni is not mevashel, as we mentioned, because the doisne hakeli are mitzanin the contents of the keli. Now, the doisne hakeli can only be mitzanin the contents by a davalach, by a liquid. So a liquid somehow is affected by the Beisnei HaKeli. If I have a chunk of hot kugel, I have a chunk of hot meat, it's in a plate. Big deal. So the chunk of meat, perhaps the surface that is touching the plate, maybe that's affected by the cold plate. But the middle or the top of this chunk of hot kugel or hot meat, so there are hoisting that hold that this is a cleavation. This is a cleavation. It's in a plate. Good. It's an entity with neatsway and it's a cleavation. So now you are going to put your onions on top of your meat. Shame shemayim. So he says it's bad enough to put it in the liquidy cholent if it's only a real watery cholent. So we hear me, the Gemara said, we are machma. We is inclusive. But if you have a chunk of hot meat or dust, that's another gusha. Achmana that's low. This is a din of a cleavation, like the other paiskim and the male sozicha also. Agavuchim, there's a whole tumult. I don't know when Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is, by a kiddush, they serve a shalmi kugel and a pickle. The pickle somehow comes together with the shalmi kugel. Fine. Glalochi, you make a brocha on the kugel, you don't make a brocha on the pickle, it's a tofos. But the shaila is, let's speak about Hilchi Shabbos, but to put the pickle on top of the hot kugel, there's Hiluke Deis. Others hold that you're not allowed to, because the pickle wasn't cooked. And so my male is a double gush, it's a cleavation, and my male, you put it on top.
When he was
Kovish does not have, no, it's Kovish, yeah, Kovish can be Muslim, got the other lochis, now the Gabi Ulcha Shabbos, So my male, yeah. So my mail
was on the plate, you say? The pool's on the...
No, not put on the plate, I'm serious.
It's on the plate.
And then the waiter comes and he takes portions, he puts the kugel on the plate, and then he takes a pickle and puts it and he serves it to you.
Better than the dot. You're saying
you
put it on
the
hot dog.
Well, so even though the plate is cold, but the heat of the kugel is contained in the kugel. It didn't get cooled off from the plate. So putting your pickle on top of it, he's going to be from the onion means more than the heat of the cholent. He's going to wait till the liquidy cholent is not yet saledis. Then he's going to put it, cut up his onion, put it in. The covered Shabbos kodesh, mezudik. Become okay, but afterwards he saw Shlo Yishpech Achaka, Al Shiure Bitsolim Shanisha Bekorim in Amor Shabekterim Yad Soledis. But this tastes it so good, he asked, is there any more left in the pot? So he said, yeah, there's more cholent in the pot. So he goes and pours from the pot on the onions now. Now they got hot also. He's really in hot water. So this taigdachnis, the iroi mevashel kedei klipik the kamla mesivyut. V'yesh bozeh shash deraisa. One. V'chein mashe noigim eza noshim k'shoisen chamin miragle behemet. They make a type of a cholent or a pichadu miragle, some tat. Miragle behemet. Lachtoich chatises pas bekli. Belaris alleen maar morg zullen glijden met klerischen. Waar je af en bij zin. That means they pour from the chamin, which is like the rishon. They cut up the chal and then they pour the hot thing on the pot. And, well, הציירה מתחילה, אפילו אם לא ייתן הפס מתחילה, אפילו אם הוא פות הפס, הציירה מתחילה בכלי כדי שיעשה כלי שני, לקוסם רמוד יש ריזר בזה. אלא, אם רוצה ליתן פס, once I put bread in the sea, yam tim actually, yeah, yeah, so that is the more, you have to wait. Oy, shall a whole approaches, now he talks, listen, you don't want to wait, and it's a cover Shabbos, see, mommy, she's going out of the kelim, is yishav mechav min akpere, she should use a ladle, g'day shetiyah ha-korok li-shlishi. So now he says, which is also not poshut, but Mishibur is bending backwards for the Eden, the one here by Nick Shabbos, and Atom Bochoskein, Im Reutze Litem Bezolem Bishumen, Yuvans Elisai Chacham Eilu. So this is worse than Pas. Pas is a Machlekes. Bevade is a Meadlasis Kein. Dem Yara Aleyem mit Lirishin Sheyat Seledespem Yesbizach Shash Av Moloch Yochanal. That Yezitzel. So now, what did it say? So the Ramah says, "Yes, we know it's ugly." So the Chachila slightly ten pass a little bit cliche. Chachila one should not put pass a little bit cliche. ובכלי שלישי, ולכן תרבי דיאבד, אפילו בכלי רישן אין לסר, דיה שליס מייך יש מקילו. Now, here we have this case, that a person put pass into a כלי רישן. So there's also this a יש מקילו, that אין בשלח רפי, and this, I wouldn't advise to do it, but I'll compel them to consent. But the end of it, if he did it, they are mekilim, that just like say, bishalach ha-bishal, and bishalach ha-fiyah. Afilu b'kli sheni, u'b'kli shlishi, mitzadid, aprim megodem, besivkotim lambetei, lehokol ayin shom. B'kli shlishi, there's a aprim megodem, is mekel, it seems, upon him, there's a story to be mekel. By Klishlishi, the army killim. Kolzman shayav sele this boy. Ayin b'chaya odom shekosav, and this is a muridik alochim. Deheze shayad nichmes boy. Likula alma mevashel abetulo b'klisheini. If this yad sele this in yad nichmes. Yad nichmes means that it gets burnt, it gets scalded. God, I heard an article, it said hot water and burns. So it brought down, if water is 159 degrees and you hold your finger 1 second in the water, it's going to get burnt. It's going to be scalded. You have this, what?
159,
1 second. 145... 3 seconds, 140, 5 seconds, 135, 15 seconds, and 130, 30 seconds. It seems the scalding, that's the smallest shear of scalding and burning, that is Yad Nichvis. Less than that, Mestam is Yad, not Yad Nichvis, so Chabon, that's, then we have Yad Seledes, but there's a Mayadike Chumre, of the Hayodom said the whole kula of a klisheni, that a klisheni is not mevashel, that is davke, it's only yad seledes. So kinegin yad seledes, we have counteracting the yad seledes, we have the doifnei akeli, which are mitzanin. But if it's yad nishvis, so mistamel, rest on 131 could be mekel, but from 130 and up, the stomach one gets burnt. That's like a, so that is, then one cannot be mekel on the cliche.
Yeah.